Bonjour les loulous, tot eu, a voastră Madame Fournier, gazda podcastului Treasure Monkey. Și astăzi binevoie să vă răscolesc curiozitatea. O amestec bine și cât vă spun eu povestea e gata treaba. Ușor se limpezește situația. Mai pe scurt, fanteziile voastre iau naștere și sunteți gata de explorare. Și cu cât explorați mai mult, cu atât lumea cu înțelesurile ei este mai fascinantă, iar echivocul dispare. Apropo de claritate, nu vreți voi să vă spun ce v-am pregătit? Ei bine, episodul cu numărul 41 a călătorit timp îndelungat până să ajungă la urechiușele voastre și era greu să se întoarcă în studio să se pregătească de emisie. De fapt, prea bine era. Știți unde a călătorit? În lumea lui Raphael the Unicorn, o lume plină de culori vibrante, inspirație și mult, mult pozitivism. Cine nu ar vrea să rămână într-o ambianță atât de magică? Bine, recunosc, dau vina pe episod când de fapt eram chiar eu. Mi-a fost greu să scot nasul din basmele Georgei Lohan, creatoare acestei lumi. Nu de mult am descoperit-o pe George întâmplător. La scurt timp m-am îndrăgostit de vocea scrierilor ei și sunt sigură că la fel veți face și voi. Cu ea am descoperit personaje încântătoare, precum Dolga Văcuța Zâmbitoare, Peter the Caterpillar, Mr. Cloudy, Jimmy care a furat iarna și mulți, mulți alții. Ah, și încă un amănunt. Toți sunt mari vorbitori de limba engleză și, cum știu că și vouă vă place engleza, nu am să păstrez secret această lume de basme și povești. Nici nu aș putea. Poarta fermecată e larg deschisă pentru oricine, fie el mic sau mare. RaphaelTheUnicorn.com vă invită și pe voi să-i navigați mările învolburate de poveste. Nu vreți voi să vă convingeți într-o audiție plăcută? Hai, luați-mă de mână, vă duc eu la Raphael the Unicorn. Ah, și să nu uit, pe mine mă găsiți pe Facebook. Vă aștept pe profilul meu Treasure Monkey cu Madame Fournier. Bizu! Astăzi citim The Untold Story of Vlad from Transylvania. O poveste scrisă fără frică de Georgia Lohan. Once upon a time, when the sun seemed to lose his glittery aspect, I decided to explore the land of dragons and vampires. When I was a little child, my grandfather used to tell me the legend of Vlad the Vampire. Vlad would not let people grow their own vegetables. He would steal their favorite books, and he made all the ice cream in Transylvania disappear. Now you may ask me, why would you go there to meet such a frightful vampire? Calm down, I'm not going to visit the elder Vlad. I heard that he has a grandson, and I'm so eager to meet him. My name is Jimmy, and I'm sure that you remember me from the time I stole winter. Now I love all the seasons. But enough talk about seasons. I really need to go find Vlad, the grandson, so he can tell me more about his grandfather. I've decided to explore the incredible land of Transylvania on roller skates. I have 5 pairs, but today I'm going to wear the purple ones. I packed a few things in my orange backpack and followed the root-filled road to the darkest woods of Transylvania. Along the road, I admired all the tall and talking trees. They were so friendly. One of them even offered me some apples to take along as a snack on my journey. Apart from the trees, no other plants grew in the dark forest. Hundreds of colorful owls guarded the immense trees. Some of them were tiny, while others were as tall as the trees. I tried talking to them several times, but all they did was blink. They must not be able to speak, and blinking is their special language. I love this place so much. It really makes me wonder if there's anything scary about it, I said out loud. After skating a long way to meet this curious and strange modern-day hero, I saw a sign indicating my final destination. To the fearsome Vlad. Yes, finally. I exclaimed with excitement in my voice, but fear in my heart. As I reached the entrance to Vlad's residence, I saw a golden gate that was so shiny that I could barely look at it. I also saw a big picture of Vlad, the old vampire, and the following written below it.
Do not enter. Dangerous vampire. Turn around and go home.
I did not come all this way just to go home, I thought to myself. I will take a walk through this garden, but first I will take off my roller skates. Of course, I left my roller skates at the entrance and slowly opened the gate. Surprisingly, it was not locked. As I made my way through the garden, I could see many shades of red. There were hundreds of cherry trees. Some were rose-colored, while some were the color of rubies. It was amazing. I had never seen so many cherries in my entire life. Hello? Is anybody here? I called. I was curious to know where Vlad the grandson was. Maybe this was the secret. That there really was no grandson, and I would have to meet the old vampire. Ooh, now I begin to shake of fear. From far away, I could hear the sound of an engine. I must hide, I said to myself, and I hid behind a ginormous cherry tree to wait. Then I saw a cute vampire who was driving a special car. So strange. The vampire was wearing a purple poncho and had a silver crown on his head. The unusual vehicle that he was driving had a mechanism where the chairs were collected and the juice was poured into colorful bottles. Hello, Vlad. I'm so happy to finally meet you. I was so excited, but Vlad was so frightened that he ran into a tree and the tree fell over his cherry-picking and juice-making machine. As he fell, he stumbled over his poncho and his crown tumbled off his head. The clumsy little vampire stood up and looked me in the eye as he said, "You should go away, little boy. Didn't you see the picture of my grandfather at the entrance? He's scary." "Yes," I giggled, "but you're not," I said as I rushed to give him a hug. Little Vlad immediately blushed and said, Okay, I will tell you the untold story. My amazing grandfather was the scariest vampire in all the kingdoms of Transylvania. Then he retired, and I had to somehow take his place. But unlike him, I came up with a new idea. Why should we vampires be known for bloody facts, when we could instead drink cherry juice and be kind to people? I even sent the best cherry ice cream to all the kingdoms, just so they can see that a new era has begun. We don't want to be enemies anymore. I want to make people understand that we are friendly. I could not hide my joy anymore and exclaimed, "Hooray! I knew there was something different about this grandson. Now I only need to find a new formula for my juice. Since I cannot find white cherries here in Transylvania, maybe you can help me." The vampire said hopefully, "I will gladly help you. I will come by next week with a little cherry tree. The white one, but only if you promise me one thing." "Of course, anything," Vlad said. "I want you to promise me that you will let me meet your grandfather." "It's a deal." I was so happy to discover the untold story and went back to my home knowing that in a few days I would again see Vlad, the cute and harmless vampire.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.